Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my colour and style lucky dip. Please do send me your questions to answer in upcoming episodes. Kathy's asked, I could use some help. I'm a large bust at H shape with a short waist. I seem to look rounder and bigger in a blazer. Now the thing with blazers or jackets is that they really need to fit well. So when you have a large bust, you'll need to make sure that the jacket can actually fit over the top of your bust. If you can't really get it done up, it's never going to look as smart as if you can get it done up. You might want to think about what fabric it's made of. Is it made of something a little bit stretchy, or is it made of a more stiff woven fabric as well? So always consider, like, what's the fabric made of? How does it fit? Is it fitting me at the shoulders? Is it fitting me across the bust? Can I do it up? Is it sitting smoothly? Does it have any extra pockets around the waist? If you're short-waisted or you don't have a defined waist, like an H shape, you'll find you want to avoid extra pockets and kind of just detail that sits at the waist. So things like peplums and things like that just won't work as well. And it may need to be a little bit longer rather than something too short, just to give you enough length that kind of smooths and streamlines past your upper body. Also, is the armhole cut higher or lower? A lower armhole, yes, it fits more arm sizes into it, but it also makes your upper body look broader and bigger. So it may not be something you want. You may want a higher cut armhole. So there's really a lot of things to consider when choosing a blazer, but the most important thing is that it's got to fit you at the shoulders and across the bust. If it doesn't, it's never going to look great. And also some fabrics tend to kind of crumple down and a little bit more, look a bit more kind of frumpy in a way that other fabrics sit more smoothly. So this is where a woven suiting sort of fabric made of a fine wool often will sit better than something like a velvet or, a ponte. Some of these things can look a little bit more, mushed up. And so, of course, it's not going to look as kind of smooth and sleek. So there's lots of different things to consider when we're thinking about, blazer styles. So really it's thinking about what's fitting me. Does it fit at my fit points? What's the fabric? What's it look like, that sort of fabric? I also avoid things like velvet in blazers when you're a larger size because they add a bit of extra bulk as well, and that can make you feel bigger than you are. And then, of course, it's what's happening around the waist. You want it to have this shaped kind of, where it comes in at the waist, but it doesn't want to have specific waist shaping. And it wants to have the higher cut armhole. So they're just a few little tips to think about when you are considering what kind of jacket or blazer to choose when you have a larger bust. Okay. Having problems, says Jenna, dressing my backside. I have a high waist and rise and a lower rear. So, how do I, dress the back half in a way that flatters? So here we are thinking about we need to cut that rise area up. So if you have a very long rise between your waist and the bottom of your bottom, it can look very long. So instead of tucking things in at the waist, what we might want to do is have things end halfway in between the waist and the bottom of the rear. So thinking about having tops and things that are longer, but don't cut right across the end of your bottom because that'll be a wide point. So we don't want to be ending across there. If you do want to go past, you then you need to go down to your mid-thigh. You need to really go way past that. We don't want horizontal lines anywhere near the widest part of your bottom or the top of your thighs. So thinking about having that kind of broken up with something, whether it's a jacket or it's a top, then we want to think about, we have a high waist. So yes, we've got a high waist. So think about, this is often the body that is ideal for skirts and dresses. Pants, Not so much, because when we're wearing a skirt or a dress, we don't see where the legs start, so we don't see how long the rise is. So this is really the one of the body shapes that really suits skirts and dresses so much more than pants. Pants show everything off. Pants are really unforgiving. They're a very difficult garment to buy for most women at the best of times, let alone if you have any particular body issues that you're trying to camouflage or hide. So do think about, maybe pants aren't your best friend, and that maybe you'll be better going for skirts and dresses as the basis of your wardrobe, if it fits, of course, with your lifestyle. You know, sometimes, of course, we might need practical pants and we have work that maybe the uniforms, trousers. But if you can, skirts and dresses will actually get rid of a lot of this problem. If you choose to wear them, because they just bypass the whole area. Then what else can we think about? So we'll end our tops. We'll end our tops that little bit lower, not too high. So we, you know, unless we're in a skirt, if we have a very high waist, we can wear a high-waisted skirt. And then we've got those proportions because we're not seeing where the bottom really ends in the same way we do as with a pair of trousers. But if we are wearing a pair of trousers, really important to have good fit, not to have lots of pocket detail on them that can draw attention to the area. I always think too, particularly with pants pockets at the front, a lot of them are really unflattering, and it's better to kind of avoid the pants pockets, or sometimes sew the pant pocket closed and cut the pockets out, because they add an extra bulk and they add lines often to the garment. Never so good. And then making sure that how the pants fall from your bottom down, that they're not really hugging it too much, because then we'll really notice if you've got a lower rear, that we'll notice that your rear sits lower. But I think if you bring your jackets and tops down a bit lower, then that proportion stops looking so unbalanced. So that's probably one of the things to really think about when you are choosing pants, but otherwise go for skirts and dresses. Like, honestly, half your problems will disappear in a skirt or a dress. So that would be my big tip of the day. I mean, honestly, there's so many body shape issues that disappear when you're wearing a skirt or a dress, because pants are so hard to fit. They're very, very, very hard to buy for women, and they're very hard to fit because there's so many fit points. So, you know, that is just a little something to consider. Bernadette says, can you discuss linchpins within a look, such as a neck accessory with the colours of your bottoms? It would be interesting. So, now you can't see my whole outfit right now, but I am wearing a pair of jeans today that has a little red stripe down the side, red or white stripe down the side, which is why I chose to wear a red necklace, and I have red lipstick on, because I am relating those colours back together. I've got a different coloured shoe. I don't need to wear the same coloured shoe. I don't need to match everything. But, you know, in fact, my shoe is in kind of a hair colour. It's in a little kind of silvery little ballet flat. But, you know, so you don't have to match shoes and necklace. And, you know, and I've actually got a little red belt on as well, because that goes with this outfit. But I've got three elements that sit together. But I do like to have something that if you've got some sort of color or pattern or something on your bottom half, to draw something in that color or pattern up towards your face, because then that relates those two elements of your outfit together. Create some harmony, create some balance, and draws the eye up the body towards the face. Because if I'm just wearing some pattern or some particular color in my bottom half, so I've just got a red skirt on and then there's nothing else red on me, then we can get very stuck down at that bottom half and noticing that your bottom half is the bit that we really, really notice, particularly if you've got, say, a neutral top on. But if we then repeat that color, so I've got the red skirt, I put the red necklace on, what that does, or the red lipstick, it can be as just that, but you've got to remember to reapply the red lipstick as you eat it off. But it can be that. It just helps to draw the eye, and it draws things together. It's like creates a dot to dot up the body. So if you remember the old dot to dot pictures, this creates that dot to dot up the body and draws the eye up. So it is nice to use something that kind of ties your outfit together. So it could be, you know, like it can be a scarf, it could be a necklace, it could be a great pair of earrings. It can be anything really. And this is where lipstick even comes into it, because sometimes that's enough. If I'm repeating the color that's in my skirt, in my lipstick, I'm actually drawing that eye up. But a neck accessory or a brooch or anything like that, it's there all the time. I don't have to worry about reapplying it. It's a really easy way of kind of tying colors in an outfit together, or creating a focal point as well. I think it's always really important to dress this portrait area first. This is where I'm talking. I'm not talking to your thighs. I'm not talking to your feet. And this is the thing, is if you're just wearing red shoes and nothing else red, I'm going to be looking at your feet all the time. And that's not the place I really want to be talking to. I want to be talking to your face. This is our communication center. This is where I'm looking at you. So what I want you to do is put something in this area that creates a great focal point, draws the eye up, and then gives, you know, like it allows the eye to rest there. Now, as the eye scans the body, which it tends to do, you know, we don't just stare at people's face all the time. That can get a little bit creepy if someone's just staring at you the whole time. But it does help to create that focal point that helps the eye just rest on that area more easily, but then ties everything to create. It creates harmony and it creates balance. And we love harmony and balance. It makes us feel really calm and happy inside, makes us feel relaxed. And so this is why when we're putting outfits together, we're thinking all the rules, the levels of refinement, the principles of coordination, these all come back to harmony and balance and creating a, you know, an aesthetically pleasing appearance. And these same rules like rhythm and balance and movement and all these things are used in art, in architecture, in every design, every element of design, whether it's, you know, sculpture or art or architecture, or, you know, they all use these things to create this harmony and balance that makes us all feel so happy. So there you go. Questions today have been answered. I look forward to coming back and speaking to you again tomorrow with some more of your questions. Please do leave me more questions. I'm always after questions. You can email them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, or of course leave them on the Facebook page, or any my Facebook group, Inside Out Style Lounge, that you are of course more than welcome to join. Hope you have a great day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.